You may have just recently discovered Gospel Gazette, or you may be a longtime reader. Either way, thanks. Thank you for taking the time to examine the spiritual truths the editor, Lewis Rushmore, and a number of us wanted to share with you in the March 2009 issue of this online journal. And, of course, thanks for taking a moment to download and hear this brief audio message, A Word Between Friends. Friend, it is always counted a privilege to be able to discuss wonderful words of life with you. In A Word Between Friends last month, we observed that we all have a need for a spiritual shepherd like Jesus, the Son of God, whom the Heavenly Father has provided for every one of us. We return now to John chapter 10, where the Holy Scripture brings to light how that Jesus is no ordinary person. He truly is a shepherd who distinguishes himself above all other shepherds. Jesus is identified in the text of John 10 as the Good Shepherd. No, Jesus is not a hireling who, in the face of danger, would flee for self-preservation. You may be well aware that during Jesus' earthly ministry of service to God and man, Jesus had his loving eye cast upon the salvation, well-being, and preservation of those who would be brought back into the heavenly fold, that is, those who would be translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, Colossians 1, verse 13. In this fold, where God's sheep are nurtured, there is peace, security, light, and life for all. Friend, the Holy Bible so accurately affirms that all spiritual blessings are in Christ, Ephesians 1 and verse 3. Thus, there are no true spiritual blessings out and beyond the perimeter God has established. Hear the words of Jesus, the Son of God and our Savior, recorded by John in John chapter 10, verse 11. There, John quotes the words of Jesus, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." Subsequently, in verse 15, Jesus would go on to say, "And I lay down my life for the sheep." Dropping down to verse 18, Jesus then says, as he speaks of his own life that he was about to give for the world, in verse 18 again, "No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself." May we bear in mind the fact that Jesus' death at the hands of lawless men was foretold centuries beforehand. For instance, in Isaiah 53, verse 7, we read, "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth." So, let's bring the picture closer into focus. Due to God's nature, in this case, particularly with reference to his justice, God could not wink at sin. God could not just say to man, "It's okay, I know you didn't mean to do it." God could not pat man on the shoulder and say, "We'll go on and pretend as though it never happened." No, God's justice demands sin be punished. And what an incalculable price has been paid for the debt of sin. Jesus paid all the debt of our sin. Therefore, the prophet of God, Isaiah, wrote in the book that bears his name, Isaiah 53 and verse 6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Thus, Jesus came into the world ultimately to lay down his life for you and me upon the cross, that would become stained with innocent blood. In the plan of our Heavenly Father, Jesus came that his blood might be shed to secure eternal redemption for all of us being sinners. He died to reconcile you and me to God the Father. Like sheep, you and I were going astray, but God stepped in. Out of undying love, mercy, and grace, God took action, that we might be redirected from the path of certain destruction and eternal death. In the text of Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 10, we read the following, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Through the gospel of Jesus Christ, God's mighty power to reclaim lost sinners is on display. Faith that leads unto salvation is provided through the divine message revealed by the Spirit of God in the Holy Scriptures. The form of doctrine, when obeyed from the heart, sets us all free from sin to become the servants of righteousness, Romans 6:17-18. My friend, the only gospel that saves today is that same gospel first declared by Peter in the city of Jerusalem when the church sprang forth according to the plan of Almighty God, recorded in Acts chapter 2. If we can help you along the narrow path unto life eternal, please contact us at www.gospelgazette.com. Again, www.gospelgazette.com. May God bless you in your continued study of His Word.